and welcome to Flow with the Funk. My name is Michelle, aka Flow, aka your funky celebrant. This is a podcast aimed at anyone and everyone interested in love and ceremony, from the beginning of life to the end of life, and everything in between. Thanks for joining me again as I continue my journey through grief, funerals, and saying goodbye. Today I'm going to have a very brief look at preparing to say goodbye and, in essence, planning your own send-off. What happened with my family members who I've lost recently, over the last 5 years or so, was that none of us knew what they actually wanted for their funerals because we'd never ever had that conversation with them. It's one of those things you think, oh, there's always time to have that conversation, or I'll know when it's right to have that conversation. And I don't think there is a time necessarily that you're going to know is right. So in my head, I have formulated a plan and I have started working on preparing to say goodbye and planning my own send-off so that whoever's left behind when I've gone will know exactly what to do, how to do it, and, you know, what I would like, and hopefully taking some of the stress out of, you know, disposing of my mortal remains, because at the end of the day, that is what they're going to be doing. So if you want to plan your own send-off, you've got to start thinking, are you planning your funeral? Are you planning a wake? Could be a living wake, or could be a wake for, after you've died, or a memorial. So if the answer to those things is yes, now's the time to start planning, to put something in place. Because the hardest thing to do for those left behind is decide what their loved ones would want to have approved of as a fitting send-off. And just like any other ceremony I conduct, you don't have to stick to the rules. So remember, a funeral can be held at any location, at any time of the day, and anything or anybody can be included. When we think about funerals, we automatically think of a church or another religious venue or the creme. You can have a funeral ceremony anywhere you want. And more venues that hold weddings are starting to think about what they can do on the days that they're not holding weddings. And they might be quite approachable to holding a wake or a funeral there, especially in the week. And that helps to make sure that there's no massive time restraint, no time restrictions on what you can and can't do at those venues. What, unless you're starting to plan a funeral, what a lot of people I don't think realise is that if you go to a creme, you're restricted. A single slot can be anything up to 30 minutes, up to an hour. That's not 30 minutes or an hour of speaking time. That's 30 minutes or the hour to get you in and to get you out. So if you've got a 30-minute slot, which some cremes around here do have, you've literally got 20 minutes to talk about your loved one. And how can you sum up a life in 20 minutes? It's impossible. So this is why I think the trend of having a funeral ceremony somewhere other than at the creme is something that we nearly really, really need to get really trending and look at what else can be included. So we can think about the words spoken and the tributes that are included. If you're planning your funeral, do you want to be toasted with a drink? Do you want to give anybody a keepsake? And have you got any particular musical or lyrical interlude planned? And most important for some people is there a particular dress code? Some people will say black. Some people say don't put any black on at all. Some people will say, I want you all to dress up or dress down or come as you are. It matters not. But if you've got something in your head, or your loved one might have something particularly in their head, make sure that it's written down, that their last wishes are adhered to as much as they possibly can to. So let's take the pressure off and have that conversation. If you're working with me, we'll sit down over a cuppa and plan the minute details of your send off. And we don't need to have everything in place at that time. But what we do need to be starting to look at is what are your choices, so that even if we've only got a rough holding idea, your loved ones have got some ideas about what your choices are. So what I have designed is a questionnaire, and it's called My Goodbye. Things that you're going to need to know about me so that you can plan my funeral for when I've got. So I've actually started to fill this out myself, and it is actually a lot harder and a lot more time consuming than you might actually think at initial, when you initially have a quick look at it, because it's going to get you thinking and it's going to really help you set the tone of how you want your send off to be. So you can obviously also all your basic ideas about where your will is kept, have you got a will, what your views on religion are, your family's details, and where you are in the pecking order of any kind of family, like your second of four children or something like that, with everybody's names, especially if it's, we all live to be a ripe age, we have a family, and it's our children or maybe grandchildren arranging our funeral. It's nice for them to know who was who and where you might have fitted into that kind of pecking order. So it's all the familial stuff that you want to know about. What made you tick? What your hobbies are, your passions, who are the pets that you want to be mentioned, and what your favourite food, etc. was. There's so many things that can be included into a service, be it a wake or a funeral, that revolve around food. Don't bear in mind we eat food all the time, don't we? And there's so many rituals around food. It's actually quite nice to include it in your final goodbye as well. So it can be anything from toasting with your favourite tipple, mine's a G&T, thank you very much, or having some food that will remind everybody of you. At my mum's funeral, everybody got given a tea cake because whenever we used to go round to mum and dad's when our children were little, they'd raid mum's biscuits in and they'd have these particular tea cakes. So as a final treat to everybody, I went and got a load of tea cakes, and as we sat there at the wake having our afternoon tea, we all had those special tea cakes to remember Mum by. So these are the kind of things that really, really evoke memories of the person that you love, be it yourself or, somebody else that you're planning for. And then when you're planning your own funeral and you're preparing to say goodbye, it's really, really important to make some notes about your life in your own words. People will use those words and take them and translate them into however they want to remember you by. But I think it's your last chance to have your last say. What was important to you during your life? What kind of things did you do? And how you see your life as you look back on it, what you've achieved, what you haven't achieved, if there are any regrets, but hopefully it's going to be a life that you've got few regrets from, because I think the older you get, we put the regrets down to actually life, and the decisions we made have shaped the life that we've subsequently lived. But it's like I will keep saying it. It's important to have your say. Do you want to be cremated? Do you want to have a service? Do you want to have a memorial service? Do you want to have a living wake? Obviously, a living wake is something that you can organise whilst you're living. That's the whole point of a living wake. But that's your chance of saying goodbye to people if you want, and if you know that you've got the time and the opportunity to have everybody gathering before you finally go, to actually say goodbye to you, and you allowed to get you get to say goodbye to them as well. There's no right or wrong way of celebrating your life. There's no right or wrong way of celebrating a loved one's life. It's just what's fitting for you and for them at that given time. It's amazing what you can squeeze into 20 minutes, but wouldn't it be better to actually spend an afternoon, a morning, or a longer period of time? Give yourselves that permission to have the send-off you want. Give yourselves the permission to make sure that your loved one has the send-off that they want. It's all about making sure it's right for you and for them. Not about what society thinks is right, but what is right for you. If you'd like to work with me as you prepare to say goodbye for yourselves, you can obviously always get in touch with me via my website, via my social media channels, or just pick up the phone. Good old-fashioned phone call is always good, and it's good to talk, as they say, and we can make an appointment to have a chat and to see if working with me is the right way for you to go forward as you plan your own funeral or help to plan somebody else's. For too long, there's been a lot of fear about talking about death. Let's get rid of that fear. Let's change the vocabulary that we use when we talk about death, and let's change the perception about death and saying goodbye that this society has had for far too long. It's a part of life, something that we're all going to have to go through, but it's how we go through it, how we say goodbye, and how our loved ones remember us as a result of our goodbye that's important. And it's a narrative I really, really want to change, and it's a narrative I'd really love to work with you on changing in your lives too. Let's keep on talking about death. I look forward to hearing from you soon, and I look forward to you joining me soon for my next podcast.